This is not the message I told my wife as I was getting ready tonight. This is not the message that I left here this morning, nor when I got to my home and went to my study that I thought that I would be preaching tonight. As a matter of fact, I thought I would be preaching on what you make much of. And what you make much of is what you spend your time doing the most of. And just to give you just a little preview of that message, when the Lord does let us do it, what you make much of, people see, and what you make much of, your children see, and that's what they're going to make much of, probably. And so if you say you make much of the Lord, but you don't make much of the Lord, they're going to see that. Amen? And so people say that. But I want to look tonight in Proverbs chapter 31. And Proverbs 31 deals primarily and mainly with the virtuous woman. And after this morning, after the preaching on a mean, evil woman, we preached on Jezebel for you all that weren't here, and the wickedness of Jezebel. Tonight, I'm going to preach on the marks of a godly Christian lady tonight. And I did not intend to do this, like I say, but I felt so much this is what God would have us to do. That's what we're going to do tonight. In Proverbs chapter 31, you'll find out in verse 1, and I'll come down to verse 10 here in a minute, but go ahead and stand to your feet tonight in Proverbs 31. And you find the Bible said in verse 1, the words of King Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows? Give not thy strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. She also talks about, on down through these verses, for kings not to drink nor to pervert judgment, because that's what happens. So she deals with two things with the king. She deals in that with women. Said, "Not give not thy strength to women." That's exactly what King Ahab done with Jezebel and what Samson done with Delilah. They gave their strength and that to women. And then he talks about strong drink, which would make them pervert, and that judgment. Now, I don't know if King Lemuel's mother is still talking right here in verse 10. In my mind, I kind of think she may be telling him what kind of woman to go find. But in verse 10, the Bible said, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for a household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. And she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate." She can be seated tonight. Heavenly Father, help us now for just a little while. We know that you'll come by, Lord, if we'll just make you welcome tonight. And I want to make you welcome. I want you to know you're welcome to be in our meeting. And we need your help tonight while we stand to preach. I need a touch from you tonight. And Lord, we just pray that you'd help. We pray for somebody here lost that'd get saved. But Lord, as we preach tonight, I pray this message would deal with folks' heart, and Holy Spirit would take it and use it in the way that you'd see fit tonight, that you'd be honored in it and glorified. And Lord, might you have the glory out of this meeting. We will tell you again that we love you. And save that sinner's news till tonight. We need you. Come by for this in Jesus' name. Amen. As I look at these verses, I can see the contrast against the lady that we preached on, or the woman that we preached on this morning. Jezebel was far from the virtuous woman. But in this text scripture in verse 10, the question is asked, who can find a virtuous woman? We ask that same question today. Who can find one? The word virtuous means morally good or acting in conforming, in conformity to moral law, or being in conformity to moral and divine law, or to be chaste. In other words, to get it down to where we understand it, I guess you might say, is one who loves God and wants to live for God. I think that's the best way to describe the virtuous woman. Let me say, every lady in here tonight ought to be a virtuous woman, and every man ought to desire in that to have his wife and his daughters to be a virtuous woman tonight. And so we find that as it describes her real quick by way of introduction, it says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. You know, the Bible talks about, just in a few other passages, some things that is above rubies. And in Proverbs 8, the Bible said, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. And we look in Proverbs 3, it said, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding, for the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. And so as we look at this and make comparison, that the only other two things, or the only thing that's said to be far above rubies, is wisdom, and said her price is far above rubies, I believe that the virtuous woman was a wise woman. And so tonight, as we look at this, I just got about four things I want to look at tonight. You pray for me that God will help us. And can I say tonight that as I read this and preach on this, that this is a saved lady that loves God and loves her family. And you keep that in mind while I preach tonight. And number one tonight, as we look at the marks of a godly Christian lady out of Proverbs 31, in verses 11 and 12, we see her loyalty. If you look in verse 11, the heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. And I say that, first of all, her loyalty. Listen, her soul belongs and that to the Lord, because she's been saved. But her heart belongs and that to her husband tonight. Her husband does not have to worry about her cheating on him. She'll be faithful and that to her husband tonight. Listen, he can trust her to handle the affairs of the home and handle the affairs of the business of the home, if you let me say that. And let me say this, that if he's got a business, he ought to be able to trust her and that, to maintain that and see to that too. Amen. And not have to worry about things. Listen, she'll take care of things at home. She'll take care of things while he's working because she's loyal and that. Listen, I'm not talking about being loyal like a dog. I'm talking about because of the love that she has for her husband and has for her family. She wants to do what's right and do what's good for them, that it would please them and please God. Amen. Listen tonight, I believe that she'll take care of things while he's gone and while he's working. I believe that she will be his cheerleader and that along life's road. Listen, had it not been for Miss Latham back there, there's been many times that I'd have folded it up, went home, and you'd have never seen me again. Stand behind this pulpit. It's been many times I've left out of here and she's patted me on the shoulder on the way home and say, it'll be all right. It'll be okay come Sunday. It'll be fine. And she's cheerleaded me along the way and kept me going and kept me pumped up and kept me trying to serve God along this way. Ladies, you may not think that that's your job tonight, but in Genesis, you'll find that Eve was created in that to be a helpmeet and that to Adam tonight. That's what she was created for. And the Lord God said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make a helpmeet for him. Men, we can't do it tonight by ourselves. I like being married. I'll be honest with you, I love my wife and I love having my wife. And I'm going to be honest with you again tonight. I can't do what I do in pastoring and everything that I do. And by the way, it ain't a lot sometimes. I don't want to blow my head up and make you think more of me than what you should. But because of her, I can go do what I have to do tonight or need to do. Fellas, we're in good shape tonight if we've got a virtuous woman at home. And you ought to get down on your knees and thank God every night that you've got a good wife. I mean, the Bible said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. The Bible said she'll do him good. What was it right here in the book of Proverbs? Lord, you help us now. What did it say right here? She'll do him good and not evil all the days of her life. Proverbs 12 said that a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. A crown to her husband. It's a great thing, that crown. It's a wonderful thing. But the Bible went on to say in the same verse, but she that maketh ashamed is as rottenness in his bones. Proverbs 21 put it this way, it is better to dwell in the corner of a housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. Me and a preacher friend of mine, we were discussing a situation one time about a couple that we knew. And he said, I'll just tell you what I'd done got my suitcase and got the ladder out and got on top of the house. That's where I'd have been at. I said, well, glory, you know. Proverbs 27 said, a continual dropping in a very rainy day, kind of like today. And a contentious woman are alike. You know that continual drop in a very rainy day, that drop that we hear drip. Kind of like when that sink faucet drips, sometimes just drip, 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 drip. That continual dripping, drip. You know what? That contention of a woman, they're just the same. They'll grate on your nerves and drive you crazy. And he said it's his rottenness to the bones. But you see that virtuous woman, she loves her family. She's going to see to her family and take care of them. He does not have to worry about her. Does not have to worry about her actions. Does not have to worry about her being unfaithful. Proverbs chapter 7, you don't have to go there, but in Proverbs chapter 7, you know, it talks about the strange woman over there. In Proverbs 7, as she has been out and she's caught this young man, the Bible talks about and beheld the simple ones I discerned among the youths, a young man void of understanding, passing through the street near her corner, and he went the way to her house. She had a corner, you know. But if you come down here and here's what she said, after she said, I've looked for you and I've found you and I've caught you. And she said, come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with love, for the good man is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. She had a husband. The virtuous woman don't do that. His heart, what does he say? Doth safely trust in her. Men, do you trust in your wife tonight? I'm going to tell you, if she loves God tonight, then she ought to love you and be faithful to you. Proverbs 31 talks about over here, if you look in verse 30, it says, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. The virtuous woman feareth God tonight. She loves God, fears God, going to serve God. She's loyal now to the Lord. She loves her husband. She loves her children. She loves her home. She does her work as she's supposed to do it tonight. So we see her loyalty right here to her family. Then we see her loveliness in starting in verse 26. The Bible says she opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. Jezebel was far from lovely, wasn't she, this morning? As a matter of fact, she was just mean and hateful. I kind of wonder if she was pretty or ugly, or if she was just pretty ugly. I don't know. But you know, right here, the virtuous woman, it does not matter. I'm getting ahead of myself, but if you look down here, it says favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. You remember when Jehu come through, what did she do? Remember with Jezebel, when Jehu was coming into town, you remember what she done? She painted her face up and attired her head. You remember that? She's trying to make herself beautiful. I'm not preaching against makeup tonight, but I'm just saying tonight that there's more concern. I think you ought to look the best you should or could or can. But the virtuous woman knows that beauty is vain. It goes away. But in verse 26, it talks about her loveliness. Notice right here that she is simply lovely to be around. You ever just been around some people that you just enjoy and to be around because of their demeanor and their attitude? You ever been around folk like that? I mean, they're just a joy to be around. They're nice to talk to. They're good to talk to. You know, they love God. You can talk to them about the Lord. But they just have a wonderful attitude about everything that they do. She is full of wisdom and kindness. In verse 26, you'll find that her mouth, with her words, she is kind. How many of us are kind with our words tonight? Colossians chapter 4 said, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man." But she has kind words. Talking about the virtuous woman. Kind words. Not ugly words. Not mean words. Not fighting words. Are we okay tonight? Boy, that's quiet tonight. You know, the Bible said in Proverbs 15 that a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. The virtuous woman, she has a soft answer tonight. The tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. I think the verse that Brother Jeff was talking about this morning was in Proverbs chapter 25, that a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold and pitchers of silver. Seems like a lot of times that she will just have the right word at the right time to say the right thing. I'm not that feller, by the way. Oh, I stutter and stammer around, but that virtuous woman, she says no more than what needs to be said. She is not a gossip. If you look in verse 27, she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. She's not idle in what she does. And one of the things that idleness brings on is that gossip. 1 Timothy chapter 5. And with all they learn to be idle. Talking about the widows and the young women. Widows and wandering out from house to house. And not only idle, but tattlers also and busybody, speaking things which they ought not to. Or ought not. The virtuous woman does not do that. She's kind with her words. She's kind in her actions. Look in verse 20. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She sees a need and is willing to feel where the need is. Whether it's to give or whether it's to do or whatever might need to be done, she sees the need and is willing to give. Somebody once said, kindness is this: the paint for every picture, the eraser for every error, heaven's light in the darkest night, God's treasure for people's poverty, and the master key that unlocks every heart. I thought that's a pretty big statement right there. kindness. In her loveliness, she speaks kindness, but in her loveliness, she shows kindness. And a lot of times, she'll probably show kindness to those that we wouldn't think would need it or that should have it tonight. Talking about the virtuous woman. Take your Bible and go to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. If you know anything about your Bible, you know what 1 Corinthians 13 is, and we're dealing with charity. Love in action. So the Apostle Paul says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. And so then we get an example, or it tells us, not an example, but it tells us the attributes and the description of charity. Charity suffereth long. It's very long suffering. And is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. Doth not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth. I think when we look at the virtuous woman, we see 1 Corinthians 13. I think she is full of charity. The kindness that comes out in her life, the kindness that is shown forth, said it suffers long and it's kind and it envies not, and it don't puff itself up or vaunt itself, and does not behave itself unseemly. You know, those things that unseemly is not fit, you know. Or it might be out of place, or it does not behave that way. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. You ever notice how that when we look at these things about wisdom and charity, how that they're always in the female perspective? Seeketh not her own. Talking about charity right there. Seeketh not her own. Soft, you see. Ladies, for lack of better words, you all ought to be softer than us men. I'll just be honest with you. I mean, we're made different and built different. I'm not going to give a science class tonight, but we are just built different and we do think different. Thank God for that. Amen. Somebody ought to shout it there. Preach it, brother. But you know, you ought to be softer than us men. That's why them babies run to y'all when they get sick. Why they want mama to love on them. Why? You've just got a softer attitude toward them. I'm not saying daddies can't love their children and be soft toward them. I'm just saying tonight that's just what you are tonight. It's not behave itself unseemly. And seeking not her own is not easily provoked and thinketh no evil. And does not rejoice in iniquity but rejoices in the truth. Charity. I believe she's just full of charity tonight and kindness. We see her loveliness. The virtuous woman is loyal, but she's lovely tonight. She's just lovely to be around. She's just, you know, a lot of men go home and they wish they didn't have to go home. I've never dreaded going home. Never dreaded going home. I can never remember dreading going home when I lived at home. When I lived with my mom and dad, I never can remember when we lived. I can never remember dreading going home. Now, some of y'all may not be able to say that, but with me and Miss Latham, I've never dreaded going home. I hope she ain't never dreaded coming home either. But she's kind. She's lovely. Verse 25 says, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She has strength to do what she needs to do, and she is honorable in all that she does.
Again, it radiates out of her. She does not give up easily. She teaches her children not to give up easily. She keeps on going when the going gets tough, as the old saying is tonight, the old cliche. She just keeps doing what she has to do. How do you know that? Because we come to number three, and we see the virtuous woman not only in her loyalty and in her loveliness, but then in her labor. The Apostle Paul talked about, I think twice, he talked about, or the writer of Hebrews talked about, it's a work of faith and a labor of love in what we were due for Christ. That's the way it is with the virtuous woman. It's a work of faith and a labor of love. You do what you do because you love God and because you love your family. You love your husband and you love your children tonight. Look in verse 27 in the text verse. It says, she looketh well to the ways of her household. So she takes care of what she needs to take care of. It's just to serve the Lord and to serve her household. She works willingly in verse 13. Notice that. I've got that underlined in my Bible. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her. You realize all that she does all this work for her home? Just being honest tonight. You say, well, what else is she? She's working. As you read this right here, let me read this. In verse 13, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. Her husband don't have to berate her to go to work. She sees the need and she does it. She's like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. No matter what she has to do, she gets it done. No matter how far she has to go, she gets it done. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. Let me see if I can find it. Look down in verse 18. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She gets up in the middle of the night when it's still dark. Everybody else is in bed and she's doing what she has to do. She gives her household and a portion to her maidens. And after everybody else goes to bed of the night, it said that her candle goeth not out by night. When daddy's laid out in the recliner and the kids have fell asleep on the couch, a lot of times mama's still doing things that has to be done in the home. That's what the virtuous woman does. It's almost like Superwoman, ain't it? Oh, mercy, ladies, y'all should have shouted. I give you a good opening right there. Her candle don't go out by night. Notice that she takes care of her household in verses 14 and 15. In verse 16, she looks at a field, she considers a field, she buys it, and then notice with the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She's got enough wisdom to buy a field and then to know what to do with it, and she's industrious enough that she goes out and plants a vineyard. Nothing lazy about the virtuous woman. In verse 18, she perceiveth that her merchandise is good. She knows that what she is doing is good and right. She can't be talked out of it. Notice she works in verse 19. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands to the distaff. She labors. But she does every bit of this. As you look at this, she does every bit of it for her family. That's her motivation. That's her drive in loving God and in loving her family. That's why she does what she does. She loves them unselfishly. She loves them sincerely. And she loves them sacrificially. That's how the virtuous woman loves tonight. That's how she labors. Am I doing okay? All right. I really wasn't sure how this is going to go. I think it's going all right. I hope so. But the virtuous woman, one that is loyal to God and to her family, one that is lovely, and one that labors. She's not lazy. And she gives of herself because of the love that she has for them. But then last of all, we see her lordliness. And by the way, that's a word. She took her actions from the Lord tonight. That is her motivation, but her actions come from the way God acts. She sees the way God is. Now listen, her family doesn't have to worry about anything. She's going to see to it. You know, in God's family, do we have to worry about anything? Does He not see to it tonight? She is attentive. She is available. She is affectionate to her children and to her husband. Is that not the way God is with the church tonight? Is He not attentive to us? Does He not love us? Is He not available to talk to us and let us lean on Him? And by the way, I go back to being the cheerleader. Is the Lord not our cheerleader tonight? Does the Bible not tell us that He is on our side? One of the things that when we counsel young couples, and it's generally always me and Miss Kelly, I don't do that much often by myself anymore because it's just hard to tell me, to tell that young lady what, I mean, I can tell her what the Bible says, but my wife can give her far better instruction on being a wife, a godly wife, than I can. I mean, I can tell her what the Bible says. But one of the things that I know that she always says is, you know, it's just me and her against the world. And that's the way you feel sometimes, but that's the way we're doing this thing. It's me and her. It's you and your husband and your family tonight, and that against the world tonight, serving the Lord. That's the way you ought to see it tonight. With lovely brothers and sisters, it's going to help you tonight. But her lordliness, she is attentive, she's affectionate, and she's available. And she's the model that every young lady ought to be tonight. You know, the Apostle Paul made a statement one time. He said, "Follow me as I follow Christ." Amen? You know, every one of us sitting in here tonight and here in this building tonight ought to be able to make that statement tonight, "Follow me as I follow Christ." But for that virtuous woman tonight, she ought to be the example and the model and the pattern that every young lady coming up ought to be able to look to and ought to be able to say, "I need to pattern my life just like her." She's a homemaker and not a homebreaker. She looks at her husband as a king, her daughters as princesses, and her sons as princes. Is that not how God sees us tonight? We're part of the family, are we not, tonight? Are these not attributes of the Lord? And that we don't have to worry, that He sees to us and treats us like part of the family, that we are part of the family tonight? Her lordliness. She just simply loves the Lord. She knows the Lord. She wants to serve the Lord. She wants to be faithful to the Lord. But then look right here as I close. Look in verse 28. Her children arise up and call her blessed. And her husband also, and he praises her. You know who knows you the best tonight, dear lady? Is your husband and your children. They know you the best because they live in the house with you tonight. And when they arise up, and the Bible said right here that her children arise up and call her blessed, and her husband also, and he praiseth her. And then when it talks about the virtuous woman, it said, "Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all." She's done more. She's went past and beyond. She is very wise, according to verse 30, and hates vanity and fears the Lord. And then the Bible said, "She shall be praised." So it said in verse 31, "Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." So dear ladies, tonight let me ask you, what would be the praise tonight? What would be the praise tonight in your home and in your family tonight? The virtuous woman. I think... ladies ought to pattern theirself after chapter 31. You pattern yourself after chapter 31, I believe the Lord would be happy with you. And that's what ought to matter. Let's bow our heads tonight if we would.